I'm Sean from Voices of Defiance, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News stream. I'm the operator.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Beef.
And we are sans women this week, which kind of sucks, actually. Want to thank the ladies of Defective Geeks one more time. You ladies were awesome. Thank you so much for coming by.
We're also sans Neil as well. Thank you, ladies, for coming by, but we're also sans Neil, so...
Yeah, because Neil's cheating on us with another cast because, you know...
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You're welcome, Keir.
Yeah, I know. Also, before we get too far into it... If you listen to the crossover with Defective Geeks and Legends, which you should because it's a lot of fun, I bring up this whole shoe thing with the girls, and I'm fairly certain that the guys on this end were very confused as to why I was bringing up shoes. Basically, it's actually very funny. Giselle hated Harley Quinn shoes to the point that she basically had a meltdown that would rival Beef's hatred of Soldier.
No way.
Yes way. It was hilarious. She lost her mind. So every so often I'm going to tease her about the shoes. So that's why I did that.
Harley Quinn's shoes.
Harley Quinn's shoes. They're apparently Adidas platform or stilettos or something like that. And she just, it was like it hurt her soul. It was just funny as all hell.
Soul crushing shoes.
Soul crushers.
I'm okay with Adidas platform thingy.
I'm okay with the booty shorts, to be honest.
I have no problem with that Harley Quinn.
Hey, as long as I'm okay. Anyway, all that being said, Beef, if two trains are leaving the station at the same time and they both arrive at Chicago at the same time, what time is it?
News. News time.
Why is that up?
I don't know. I just wanted to do something.
So awesome. I love that.
It's like, for a second, you could tell he actually thought, okay, if they leave at the same time and arrive in Chicago.
I'm like carrying the one, trying to get the, and then the new, I have to carry that remainder of the zzz and the time. So it's like, yes. News time. Better yet. There we go.
Okay. Sad news. James Horner, who has done a lot of music for movies that we are familiar with, passed away this week. If you've ever heard, like, for instance, Aliens, yeah, that was him.
Braveheart.
Titanic. I mean, just I did.
Chris Pratt, it's like 27 movies, I believe they said.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done all
of them. Trek 2, Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah.
Trek 3, Red Search Heat, Spock, yeah, Glory, Red. The Rocketeer, Patriot Game, Searching for Bobby Fischer, Jumanji, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Troy, The Amazing Spider-Man.
He's done a lot.
So, yeah, you've basically heard him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one thing to ask to all actors that have a lot of cash. Stop buying small planes and just using them.
You know what? Pay for
Actually,
a pilot.
You can buy small planes, just let them sit there.
Yeah. Pay for a pilot, though.
I'm looking at you, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Red Lobster commercial that they got going on right now. And I know that barely constitutes seafood, but damn, that shit looks good.
What?
They always make it look so good, and it's never that good.
I don't
care.
They
always like do the lemon wedge in slow motion and everything. It's like, oh, yeah, and they dip it in the butter sauce. It's like, oh, yeah, and no, it doesn't taste good.
But Red Lobster is always Geffen. Good enough? No.
Yeah.
What commercial?
It happens at the beginning of stuff or the end of stuff. Sometimes in between video segments, they play it on video boxes, TV shows, computers, basically anything with an internet connection. It's called a commercial.
Oh, okay.
Funny that. In comic book news, we got Infinity Gauntlet 2, Orphan Black, Cosima, and Fight Club 2, number 2, all of which are very good. Infinity Gauntlet, I'm really impressed with. They do a lot of character development that I haven't seen in comics lately.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's very good. It was surprisingly good. I think, to be honest, and I know this is going to might surprise some people. I think it may be one of the best comics that they're doing in Secret Wars right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, with the Orphan Black Cosima, is that yes. they're focusing on each one of the clones?
Mm-hmm. Each comic just represents a clone. Yep. And okay. it's all a prequel. It's all prequel to like how their character develops and what they do and where they end up and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes. It's very good. It's very good. If you're an Orphan Black fan, I highly recommend it. Even if you wait for the trade paperback, it's going to be a treat to read because it's very good. It's very, very good. And Fight Club 2 continues to be pretty good. So this is a good thing. What may not be a good thing, I don't know why they're doing this, but apparently Bruce Banner is no longer the Hulk.
Again?
There's going to be a different Hulk, and they're going to call it the Totally Awesome Hulk. I don't know why.
What?
It is going to be Keanu Reeves.
I think it's going to be Amadeus Cho, turn him into the Hulk, or something like that. But it's not going to be Banner. It's going to be somebody else. I don't know why.
Well, that'll be awesome and
yeah.
lame. So,
yeah, cool. I have no idea why they would do that, but whatever. But for those of you who are fans of Agent Carter, or for those of you who are fans of Captain Marvel, the showrunners for Agent Carter are going to be taking over the Captain Marvel comic book. So if you're a fan of that writing and all that stuff that's happening in Agent Carter, read Captain Marvel. And I think it'll be a natural transition because the writing is just brilliant on that show. It's very, very good. And it leads well to comics. So that could be very, very good. It's because Kelly Sue DeConnick is moving on to other stuff. And she's been doing Captain Marvel for about 2 years or something like that.
Okay.
So anyway, in TV news, Humans this Sunday.
Watch it.
Can't wait. Gonna be good.
I are excited.
Yay. Also, as we record this, I think it was last night, Mr. Robot premiered. From what I understand, the ratings are very good. The show is very good.
You watched it or no?
I watched it. It was available on YouTube, I think about a week, 2 weeks ago. And it's phenomenal. I genuinely think it's going to be probably one of the best shows this summer.
Okay, let me know, please, if the second and third episode are as good. If they are,
I will let you know. I will let you know. Let's see. Okay. Even though we kind of talked about this and we saw it coming, not very happy about it, and a lot of people online apparently aren't very happy about it either, but Hannibal has been canceled.
Well, it's surprising that we got 3 seasons.
No, but, okay, yes, it is surprising we got 3 seasons, and Brian Fuller graciously thanked CBS or whoever the hell's NBC, whoever the hell's doing it, but do you think this is at all related to the fact that it just took the last fucking 18 months off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you have a show on television that you space out that long, and even the space between 1 and 2 was insane.
Look at Battlestar Galactica for that. Yeah. I mean, it got so bad. Like right now, I forgot about Hannibal.
Yeah.
It was, I remembered because of this show, but basically it's like, oh, great season, great second season, and then 18 to 20 months for your third season.
Exactly. Exactly. The wait was just too damn long. Now, they are going to be going to Comic-Con. There is going to be a panel. The hope is that somebody else, be it Netflix, which could work very nicely.
That would work well on Netflix.
That would
perfectly in Amazon.
Amazon would also work.
Because Amazon has the rights to the other seasons.
Right. Amazon would also work. That would be fine. But there is talk about, you know, reviving it on the on some other platform. The only problem that I have with that is Brian Fuller is leaving. And Brian Fuller, this was kind of his baby.
He'd still keep his fingers in it, though.
He'd keep his fingers in it, but keeping your fingers in it and being showrunner are two different things.
But he's also not Guillermo del what's the name? He's not going to say he's got
That's
his
true.
Fingers in 7 billion things and really not be anywhere near.
True, 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 true.
And it's worked for The Walking Dead.
That is true.
They change showrunner like they change pants. I mean,
true.
It's crazy.
My only concern is with Walking Dead, and you know, you'll hear about our rant on zombiness, you know, next week and whatnot. But as far as Walking Dead is concerned, you can do that with a show like that. With Hannibal, the only concern that I have is there is a certain flavor to this show, to pun intended.
Tone, yeah.
Yeah, the tone, the way it's shot, the way it's written, the way there is something very specific. Yeah, there's something very specific about Hannibal that you don't find anywhere else. And when you lose a showrunner, that you run the risk of impacting how it looks. And that's the reason that we watch this thing, because it's Hannibal, and it's not just this horrific cannibal and blah, 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 blah. It's shot so beautifully, you can't take your eyes off of it. So,
yeah.
Speaking of zombies and getting hungry and whatnot, there was this quick clip for Fear the Walking Dead, where this kid, who looks like he's been bitten, actually, is talking to his school guidance counselor saying, you know, people are being killed and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, no, the government would tell us. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Go.
I didn't see this. Get off online. Was this in here all week?
Today. Put it in today.
That was there.
It just came out today, actually.
That was there today when I checked. Beef. Yeah. Do your homework.
Yeah, it just came out.
I watched it right before the show. All of it.
Yeah, it was. It's. Again, it goes back to the very, very, very beginning of the apocalypse. There is apparently going to be no mention of where it comes from. It just happens.
They might have hints, though. I mean, there's always going to be theories on TV or whatever.
And there will always be theories about where it comes from.
That looks fun.
Yeah. It's a good build. I think I'm not too worried about it. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I want to see what it does.
I'm afraid we're going to be oversaturated. I know we're not going to. It's zombies. I'm going to like it, but the public in general.
Well, right now, the oversaturation is that they're catering a lot to the same audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bunk them into the other comic book show right now, but it's kind of the same audience. Okay, The Walking Dead has a bigger audience than a Flash or something like that.
True.
But it's still some of the same people watch all that, and time. I mean, you guys are always on me like, oh, why aren't you watching this or why aren't you watching that? I'm watching other stuff week to week, though, and my TV time schedule is full. So
yeah, but if you have time to watch Flash and Arrow and this and that and seven other comic book shows and you like The Walking Dead, I guarantee you're going to drop one of the comic book shows and at least or put them off for a little bit and at least make time for Fear of the Walking Dead. There's no way you wouldn't.
Yeah.
At least check it out.
My point is just like there's going to be an oversaturation of that market at some point, and they're going to need to gather
Something will fall by the wayside.
But. Yeah. I mean, they're going to look for their next empire. I mean, we didn't talk about Empire on this show, but that was the show.
It was huge. It was huge, but it didn't fall into our usual, you know, show watching thing.
No.
But the audience was huge. It was like, I don't think even the people doing Empire realized how big it was going to be.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, it's, I totally see your point. Marvel TV, so even though Marvel movie will not be at the con, Marvel TV will. So you got your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter doing panels and whatnot, which is cool. That's very good, getting the word out on the shows and, you know, seeing the fans. And one of the things that I really love about both of those shows, and I think actually a lot of comic book shows in general, they're not just grateful for the work, the actors on the show. They are genuinely grateful for the fans. They actually like the fans.
Yeah.
And they like dealing with the fans. And you look back over all of TV over the last, say, even 20 or 30 years, you don't get a lot of that. You get a lot of people who are like, you know, oh, it's a great show and I'm glad people are watching it. You don't get people who will actually tweet during the show being on to the fans.
You have more and more fans, though, that are these actors. I mean, Clark Gregg was
a perfect example.
Yeah, was a fan before he got there. Most of the actors on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were fans before getting there. What's the name of the guy that's a multiple version of him? He's a stand-up comic.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Koenig. Agent Koenig.
Yeah. That guy is a huge nerd.
Oh, yeah, he's a big nerd. I wonder if he's a bigger nerd than Chris Hardwick. That dude is a straight-up nerd.
And he got his own character in Marvel Universe. I mean,
yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's
damn impressive.
Not bad. Like, so these people are happy to have fans that recognize them for that because they are us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're not like on other shows who just like, oh God, they're going to pigeonhole me into the blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, with like, for instance, getting back to Clark Gregg, yeah, he's fine with being known as his character from S.H.I.E.L.D., but he's also doing other things. He's also doing his own stuff. He's also doing Much Ado About Nothing and all. It's like he's happy to do his other stuff, but he's just as happy to do, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. and be recognized for that.
Well, it's a paycheck that you're known for, and it's something, it's a role that you've helped. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also the fact that he is happy to have the fans, and, you know, he, because he is one of them.
True. True,
which
true,
is a huge, huge plus. So that is going to be really cool for fans of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter. And yet another reason that Live Plus 3 and Live Plus 7 should be taken into account. Okay, I talked about this show last year when it was on Tyrant, which came back last week. Still very, very good show. But I call it one of the shows that people don't watch. I'm one of those people that, to be honest, I only watch it like on the weekend. I DVR it and I watch it a couple of days later. So I am one of these people. And the initial rating was very low. And it was like, oh yeah, not a lot of people are going to watch the show. It's not going to last very long, blah, 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 blah. And then it did DVR. And you got a growth of 140%. 49%.
Well, didn't it go up against something like a final?
It went up against the NBA finals.
Still, that's ridiculous.
That is insane. 149% in the 18 to 49 demographic.
So the show works.
The show works extremely well, but so does the model. This shows again that the model, the Live Plus 3 and Live Plus 7 shit, this is something that people need to look at and take very seriously. Because if you're going to cancel a show based on live ratings, and then you look back and you go, oh my God, everybody was watching it 3 days later.
The problem right now is, okay, we don't like to think about it, but how do you pay for the show? Because you pay for the show with your live rating because there's ads.
True, but let's all be honest. How many of us have actually watched any more than 10% of the ads in a show in the last 10 years, 4 years,
yeah,
6 years, 8 years?
The point is that they pay for your eyeball. That's what they pay for. Even if you don't watch them, beef, that's what they pay for. You pay for. But
you can get up and take a whiz during the commercials. It doesn't matter.
Well, what they have to do is more like the not Netflix, but the what is it, like Time Warner, any of the cable companies, when you have that look back or whatever they want to call it, where
you
can't
fast forward through the thing.
You can't, and they give you, you know, three commercials an episode, or two commercials an episode, each with two commercials in it. So it's, you know, here's your 2 minutes of commercials, the whole show. It's something like that. I'd mind a lot less than 4 billion commercials every show.
Okay,
it's like every 10 minutes.
I would agree with that too, but the point is that's not the model, the actual models. But
yeah, but the
model I'm gonna
is
go farther
to
than
change.
But I'm gonna ask another question to you. When's the last time that you actually watched commercial? Period.
About a week or so ago, I was not watching something I recorded, and I had like Outrageous Acts of Science on, and I was just watching it.
I mean, when I DVR something or everything, I skip commercial. I don't watch the commercial.
I fast forward through the commercials every time.
So they need to either do, and I'm sorry to say because that might suck for a while, but more product placement, which is ads into the show. And you can't do that in
subtle. If it's subtle product placement.
Or more subscription model. I mean, HBO, that's how they pay for Game of Thrones.
True.
Netflix. Yeah, why do like Netflix have money? It's not because people are watching Daredevil. It's because people are paying $8.99 a month.
Yep.
Millions of them. That's the reason why you get Daredevil, because nobody paid for it. And there's no ads. So these model can do way more. But when you get on TV, well, you don't have choice.
Yeah.
So that's why the I agree with the reading of the Life Plus 3, Life Plus 7 when you see people are watching and you have fans and all that. Now monetize that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to need to figure out a way to do that.
But you still have a fan base, so you still know that it can be tossed to a Netflix or an Amazon or whatever because it's
yes.
I don't know. People, there's eyeballs wanting to see it.
Yes, that's why Community found a way to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody was watching live, but everybody was watching the hell out of it as soon as it was coming out on DVD. So put that on Yahoo. Sure. It's available. People have watched it. They made 2 seasons.
Yeah. But either way, Tyrant, very good show. Very, very good show. What is also a very good show, as I mentioned earlier, was Mr. Robot. It has already gotten to season 2. So, and
the premiere's only been out. Awesome.
And the premiere's only been out. It's on FX, so the show is good. The show is good. So, but like I said, Beef, I'll let you know what the next 2 or 3 episodes are like.
Nice.
Cannot wait for this now.
Yeah,
I am.
Now
so
I'm ready.
So fucking ready.
Now I'm ready. And they've released a poster for it. They've also released a trailer for it. It looks very good.
It looks like Heroes.
Yeah,
Heroes
it looks like season
like
one.
It should.
Yeah, Heroes it like Reborn.
Yeah, it looks like season one.
It and it like was, where are the heroes? Where are the heroes? I like that. All over the world, and then all of a sudden there's another total eclipse.
Yep.
Or solar eclipse, whatever it is, and it's just like chills. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I remember the first one.
Yeah. So this looks, I mean, just so far as the marketing is concerned, it looks really good. So I am very, very much looking forward.
Don't screw this up.
It's only 13 episodes. Don't screw it up. It's only 13 episodes. You can do 13 episodes without screwing it up.
What was the first season?
Yeah, but
season was like 20-something.
Yeah.
But they started, they were supposed to do a miniseries of 4. Then that was
no,
eight.
No, it was 6. It was always 6 in the beginning.
And then it's 13. I mean,
let's hope it's because the story is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Yes. If the story is phenomenal, we'll be fine. That's cool. And if it's really good, then you can do another one in a year or two. But this, get this out of the way first. Just...
But remember one thing, though. Huh? Remember when Heroes was on TV and that was the only game in town?
Yeah.
What's your point?
It's not anymore.
It doesn't matter, though. It's more of an...
X-Men show? Yes.
It is. It's more of an ensemble cast with a bunch of people with powers and them dealing with it all individually and together. We don't have one of those, really.
That is very true.
You have your Arrow.
Every other show
and stuff
is
like that,
all like one character. You have one main character and everybody else revolves around him. Here, you're going to have a few characters.
Because if they do it at all like we're hoping, which will be the first season, it will be them coming to grips with themselves and each other.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it better be good.
Save the arbitrary blonde chick. Save the world.
Yeah.
She's not there. I'm okay with that.
She's not there, but still.
No, I know. That's the point.
Yeah. But, hey, I'm
but Hero to... is, which is awesome. Future Hero. Future Hero is there.
Yeah, that's...
And horn-rimmed glasses.
And horn-rimmed glasses, dude, yes.
No,
HRG's up there.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm one of the fan of Heroes. I watch everything until season 4. I even like season 4.
Season 4 was terrible, except for literally the last 5 minutes. That's when Claire jumps off the Ferris wheel and it's on live television. She fixes herself up and she says, "My name is Claire. That was attempt number 4, which was the next number in the sequence. And it was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it was literally the last 5 minutes of the series. Aquarius is getting a season 2. This surprises me because
does anybody watch this?
I have seen one episode.
I didn't
it's
even know
actually,
what it was.
Yeah, it's actually very good. But it deals more with the detective and Charlie Manson, who they have already introduced Charlie Manson in the pilot episode, and. I'm not incredibly familiar with the whole story with Charlie Manson, but I don't think it was that long from the moment
where you're building that much.
Exactly. I don't think the case took that long to get him or for him to do the murders and then get him. Here, it's like they've already introduced the main characters and looking at it, it's like, okay, six episodes, maybe eight, and that's good. Here, you're already doing season two. It's how much you gonna drag the shit out, dude?
Well, maybe like, it's not really accurate. It's more like
I hope not, because I know it didn't take a full year to pull that shit off.
10 years later, 1988.
It's like, wait, what? Wasn't he in jail by that point? So, yeah. Anyway, in movie news, Wrapped has Gotta Eat. They still be making the money. Not as much. The box
office had a pretty hard.
A hard drop. It was about 50%.
50. So, didn't they only make a hundo?
No. I'm talking about as far as like overall box office draw.
Oh, wait.
They dropped.
They dropped 50%. A usual drop is 75%.
Yeah, it's not a strong drop as we expected.
It stayed over 100 million. Yeah. With Inside Out coming at number two, and that's another record. That's a record for a movie that is not part of a series or a franchise. Like, best first weekend.
But it is part of a franchise.
It is part of a franchise, dude.
Inside Out?
No, Jurassic World.
No, I'm talking about Inside Out, the number two.
Oh, Inside Out. Yeah, it made 90 or something like that.
Yes, yeah. That is a record for a non-franchise.
That is true.
So, that did really good. And by the way, it's an excellent movie. It's really, really good.
I have heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, one of the best Pixar ever.
Ever.
But
and it may. Well,
have you all seen the dinosaurs at this point?
I have seen the dinosaurs.
No, it's not bad. No, I have not.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not, you know, it's not, oh my God, oh my God. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's one of those things where I understand the appeal.
It's nostalgic at this point in time.
Exactly. It's nostalgic. There is even a scene that calls directly back to the first film with the banner and everything. They go to the original amphitheater and shit. It
all calls back to the first film. They got a dinosaur stepping on some sort of plexiglass barrier
in between
two kids.
But again, I understand, you know, the ladies loving the Chris Pratt, and Chris Pratt, I hate you because you're so awesome. But it's... At the same time, I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, I have been here so many times before that I just, it's not terrible. Don't get me wrong. But I didn't sit there and say, this movie deserves to make $1 billion in 2 weeks. Well, I did not leave the theater with that vibe.
But that's why it's fucking dinosaurs and it's nostalgic. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it or leave it for one or the other, because if it's not hit you on the nostalgia level, it's hitting the parents on the nostalgia level, taking the kids to see it.
But I think they're going to be let down on their sequel.
Yeah, fine. But they've already made a gajillion dollars in two fucking weeks, so they can make a shit sequel and still have come out on top.
I mean, yes, but they're really hoping to have like a franchise, and I'm like, this one worked because of that nostalgia factor. If you do that every 2 years... Star Wars is different. I think you can do Star Wars every year.
Because you know there's only going to be three more of them, and they have to be done right.
No, there's doing anthology Star Wars and all that.
Yeah,
crap.
But that's different. I'll take the different stuff in the universe.
But do you imagine like offshoot of dinosaur? Like you have like Raptor Squad
or
something?
Well, that's never going to. What are they going to do? Go out and fight bad guys? That's never going to fucking happen.
Yeah, it's like Die Hard with Raptors.
There was no squad in Die Hard. What are you on?
There's no squad in Die Hard.
There was one dude, unless it's a fucking balding raptor that says yippee-ki-yay and smokes a lot of grits and makes fists with his toes. There is no comparison.
No, I'm just saying, like,
with his toes.
For a spinoff, you take like Chris Pratt with his three raptors and you put him in the building.
But it's not like... But the... Can you please? I'm just going to get angry.
God. Okay, well, let's move on to something else. This week, actually, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, they have announced there is a Spider-Man, and his name is Tom Holland. No, I don't know who this guy is.
And apparently Tom Holland is all about Sean, because he says parkour, and he can do
does parkour.
Flip.
But yeah. actually does parkour. He doesn't do mental parkour. He actually does parkour.
It's at least a start for our Spider-Man. But yes. 19, I thought that's a bit older than we wanted.
Oh, he looks like he's 12 or whatever. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, he's maybe 16-ish looking. But then by the time, oh, never mind. They're starting to film like yesterday already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on set. I mean, they've already did the costume set test.
I like the next story, though, or the next bit of this story, that he actually, Marvel and Sony did it right. They filmed him and multiple actors in screen tests with Robert Downey Jr. and other people, and then finalized it with secondary screen tests with Cap.
Yeah.
I like that. That
and the thing is, that's kind of the way you should do it.
Right, but Hollywood doesn't do that anymore.
Not nearly as much as they should, you're right.
Yeah, but that Spider-Man, and everybody loved Andrew Garfield. Of everything that happened in the last two Spider-Man, everybody had one thing.
Andrew Garfield was the best Spider-Man they've had.
Yes. Yeah.
It's too bad they're going for a younger Spider-Man, because I would have liked to have seen him get the payday.
I agree. I think he could have been fine. And I think he could have been just fine.
And now you're recasting? Yeah, you need to do it right, because that's one of the most important casting of the last 10 years.
Well, exactly. Only because it's so huge for Marvel and Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I'm happy the Supermans cast that. I mean, they went for a nearly unknown.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That's
true, because nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, because at some point we were going with the Butterfield, the guy from...
Yeah, that's what I expected. Yeah. That's what I expected to have it to be.
Same here.
I prefer this guy, to be honest.
Well, yeah, because he can do a front flip.
Yes. Yeah, yes, you can do a front flip.
Front flip's cool. But in other Marvel news, there has been apparently a meeting with Ava DuVernay about directing possibly either Black Panther or Captain Marvel. Which is good, because she is still kind of quote unquote new to the industry, but she is extremely good as a director. So that is very cool that they're bringing in like people who are new, but are extremely good at what they do. Also, this is the part that's kind of interesting. Apparently, when Sony does their Spider-Man movie, Marvel characters can show up. So you can have a Spider-Man Sony Spider-Man movie, but you can have Chris Evans' Captain America show up.
Hey, I got my shield. What do you guys need me to do? Hey, Spidey, how's it going?
And that's it.
Like, and then just peace out.
If that's what they want to do, they can do that.
I'm just saying, I want my Spider-Man Daredevil crossover now.
Oh, now? Hells yeah.
With this Daredevil?
Yeah, but the unfortunate thing is it wouldn't work, because you're right. This Daredevil is way too dark for Spider-Man.
Beat the shit out of Spider-Man.
I wouldn't say he'd beat the shit out of him. It just wouldn't work. The two are. It's almost as if they really have created a separate Marvel universe.
Well,
because this one is the Daredevil one is so much grittier.
It could be done, but you would be riding a line.
Yeah,
line, but. Yeah, well, at least we're not going to see the Deadpool crossover.
That is true. Yet.
Unmute.
It's, but the crossover thing, the way that Sony and Marvel are doing it, this could, if it's done right, it could be very interesting, and everybody could make a crap ton of money, which, in the end, that's what they want.
Yes, it's all about money.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think this next story is faulty.
I think so, too, because apparently there is this analyst who has said that it is possible that The Force Awakens could be the third highest grossing film of all time behind Titanic and Avatar. Could!
Okay, that just blows my fucking mind.
I think that's...
Because it shows what all the sequels nowadays, which is horrible because there's no legitimate real properties anymore, but all the sequels and shit out there are making the money. All the franchises are busting the $1 billion mark. Even Jurassic Park, with what it did, is still part of, it's a known commodity. This is going to make dump trucks and dump trucks upon dump trucks in Olympic-sized swimming pools full of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's no way this doesn't easily get to be number three, if not number one.
No.
I just love could.
I think that's accurate. It could be number three. I don't think it's going to be number one or two.
You don't think so?
No. It's gonna make lots of money, but it's...
You have to understand the how many generations of nerds taking their kids to see this now.
And kids who want to see it because they've seen, like, Clone Wars and Rebels.
Right. And I don't even like, really, that's not my forte usually, but I'm so fucking ready to see this just from the trailers we've gotten.
Okay, but the movies that are on this list, the number one and two, it's not like everybody like Beef that's going to go see it once. It's how many repeat are you going to get?
Totally agree.
So, okay, wait, it's Titanic and what?
Avatar. Titanic and Avatar.
You're right. Avatar was the first good 3D movie. What's first number three on the list right now? Do we know?
Box Office Mojo is going to tell us that pretty fast, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk amongst ourselves. So if if we can get the next couple few, three, four, and five, somewhere in there, it might... It's going to get up there. I just don't...
Honestly, I think it could make two. I think it could even make one. If,
the only problem is that everybody and their mom did go see...
Okay,
Avatar
that's the whole point.
Fucking times.
Okay,
and every girl I knew in high school went and saw Titanic. Like,
oh yeah,
for a month and a half.
Yeah. It was like the date movie. But if you were dating somebody, you went to see Titanic at least once.
Okay, the list goes: Avatar, Titanic, Avengers, Fast and Furious, Avengers 2, Harry Potter, Frozen. And we go on.
But, and we go. Jurassic World is going to be soon to be in the top five if it's already made a billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, probably, but it's not now. Right now, it's at 20 and Jurassic Park's at 17. So it's getting there. But my point is, look at the first two of the three. What do they have in common?
Everybody went to see them repeatedly.
Yes, and your mother, your girlfriend, and your girlfriend wanted to see it more than once. Avatar 2. I'm not sure your girlfriend wants to see Star Wars more than once. I'm not sure your girlfriend wants to see Star Wars.
See, here's
actually
the thing.
My girlfriend's probably cool enough to want to.
Well,
that's
true. Yes, but here's the thing. It depends on what they do, because the one thing that I am noticing here is they have something that the original Star Wars, all six movies, did not have. They have strong female characters. What is the one movie that came out recently that all the women seem to love? Mad Max fucking Fury Road.
Yeah, but if we're talking money-wise, that didn't help.
But that's because it was rated R.
Okay.
Rated R movies are going to notoriously make less money than a PG or a PG-13. For the simple reason that they are rated R.
Well, do you think it's going to beat Star Wars Episode 1? It's at number 18.
Oh, easily.
Oh, God. Okay, listen. I'll put my dollar on it'll be within the... It will be in the top 10. Easily, it'll be in the top 10.
I'll put my dollar on it. It'll be in the top 3.
Yeah.
If not the top 2 or 1.
I think it's going to do... It has to do better than Fast and Furious.
Easily.
If it doesn't, something's wrong. But the hype about it... Okay. It's going to be in the top 5 easily just because the resurgence of everybody's so fucking... interested in it again. The second three, the prequels, whatever, they were so much of a letdown for everybody that now you see these little snippets of shit and you're like, I don't know what it is, but it's back, it's right, it's good.
But you know where they could have...
It's not even just the Han and Chewie, but go on.
But you know where they could have something really interesting, though? If I'm not mistaken, Rogue One's coming up next summer. Am I crazy?
I don't know if it's next summer. I thought it was 2017, not 2016.
But either way, I'm super happy with that.
But that's it. We have something coming up like right after. So we'll see if it add longevity. But look between number 3 and number 2. Number 3 has 1.5 billion. Titanic is at 2,186,000,000.
Okay, so now what do they take into account there? Is that like DVD sales and everything too, or is that just box office?
That's just box office.
And it's what is Titanic?
Titanic is 2,186,000,000.
2,186,000,000 What's
I'm
the
not
going
to lie. I think it could do it. I think it could do it. 2,186,000,000 I think that's feasible. And it's a stretch, but it's feasible.
And Avatar would have 2.788. I mean,
yeah, that's kind of pushing the envelope. I'll admit, but 2.1, yeah. I think it could do a 2.2. I think it could do 2.2. 2.7, that's insane. But 2.2, yeah. Yeah, 2.2, 2.3, I'm fine.
Never know. I mean, it could.
It's true.
Because we all assume the movie's good.
Even if the movie is...
If the movie's not good, it's going to be top 20. Okay.
Yeah. The movie's got to be
even top 10.
Good. But the rewatchability has to be there for a bit.
Yeah.
But even if it isn't, it's just you don't have to go see it four times. I saw the first fucking Transformers like three or four times. You don't have to do that. It's just if you see it once or twice, it's probably going to make that money just because of all the people taking friends, taking family, taking loved ones. It's Christmas. No one's going to want to see movies, but it's Star Wars. I'm going to probably end up seeing it with my dad, my mom's boyfriend. Shit, I might even take my mom. She don't even do that shit, but it's, you know.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to take my mom because she loves some Harrison Ford. She loves,
oh my
she
God.
Adores Harrison Ford.
And he had broken legs
I even took
the whole
her to
time
that,
he filmed this, mom.
Yeah, I even took her to that last Indiana Jones piece of crap because she loves Harrison Ford. Because
I'm
she
sorry,
loves
mom.
Harrison Ford.
So she's going to go see Star Wars because she loves Harrison Ford?
She's going to go see Star Wars because she loves Star Wars and she loves Harrison Ford.
Nice. She loves Star Wars.
Yeah, she is
your mom's way cooler than my mom.
Yeah, mom is pretty awesome that way. But yeah, it's going to be on the one hand, to Beef's point, yes, everybody's going to take somebody to go see this. But on the other hand, it has to have a level of repeat business. And it has to have a level of repeat business that exceeds what happened with, for instance, Avengers or Jurassic World. But if for instance, the following week, if viewership drops more than 30%, there's a problem.
And
because with this movie, with Jurassic World, remember, it only dropped about 49%. That's still big.
And think about that. Avengers has not beat Fast and Furious.
No.
Well, and it's also the sequel.
Well, Avengers 2. Avengers 1.
Avengers
2.
Yeah.
Avengers 2 was, to me, fun. And it was better on the interpersonal and story, like play. But it was just more of the same.
You know, actually, Fast and Furious is only missing like 8 million to beat Avenger, and it's still in theater.
It came really close. Yeah, it's come close, and it's possible that it could tie it, maybe even surpass it by a very small amount. But that's the thing. I mean, I would not, you could not pay me enough money to be J.J. Abrams, because the level of pressure
that's also what he said too.
Yeah.
Until they paid him that much money.
That much money.
Could you imagine that?
He said no twice. So
could you imagine having the amount of zeros in your account that he does now after all the movies?
Yeah. And he's probably getting a residual from the box office on top of
it. Exactly. I don't want zeros. I want a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And that also comes with zeros.
True.
Okay. Yeah, probably a couple of zeros before there's a number. But even that amount...
Mm-hmm.
Of a movie like this, I mean,
yeah.
Well, according to Joss Whedon, it's not really a good paycheck because he makes more money with Dr. Horrible. But that's just Whedon. He needs a better agent, I guess.
Joss, we miss you on Twitter, dude. You're awesome. Your tweets were awesome, dude. Miss you. So, Independence Day Resurgence is the title.
Whatever.
So it's another resurgence. Okay.
I guess it's Thor is now living on the dark side of the moon.
What?
They built a moon base, and he is in the movie, and he is working on the moon base.
Thor?
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear that dog?
No.
Okay, it's just probably in my mind then. Never mind.
God, you're hearing dog barks?
Wow.
That's a problem, dude.
Well, if Wing would edit, I could say edit that out, but we know that's a farce.
Yeah, that's
it's the news. Come on, you know the news are live.
But and so, I'm sorry, I meant Liam Hemsworth, not Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, okay, that's why I was confused. But no, I get that, and this could be okay, but it's just
the thing is, it's like
it's the cliche sequel 20 years later. It's done right.
But the thing is, how can it? I mean, no, that's a dumb question. I was about to say, how can it be done wrong? It can be done wrong a million ways. But it's like if they just do pretty much the exact same thing they did the first time, which is what everybody's expecting, but just with better effects, then okay, fine, people will see it. I don't think it will be the, you know, uber hit that they want it to be, but.
I think you could be surprised. This could either be a Jurassic Park or a Total Recall.
It'll be good. It'll be good and it'll make money. But I don't. It's just.
It could be a Jurassic Park. You don't know.
I'm still extremely disappointed that Will Smith is not coming back to this, even as a bit part.
I honestly could care less anymore at this point.
But people have you like watched that movie recently?
Independence Day?
Yeah.
Not for a
while.
Okay. I saw it last year.
Rewatch that and then think about how can you do that right, a sequel to that 20 years later? And
dude, okay.
It's going to have
the
to be
level
after
of
the
patriotism
attack,
that was in that freaking movie. Was insane.
You can't sell a movie internationally that way anymore.
That's not the point. They're making this for a reason. They are marketing to a specific group of people, not just sci-fi fans. They're marketing to Americans.
Yeah, but you want to sell your movie internationally.
Yeah, but you're also
I completely agree.
You're not only just trying to market Americans. It was It was a whole planet conflict. So it is going to be the International Independence Day because they talk about the coalition or whatever they've created it together. You know, in the story,
I forget who was Robert Loggia. I'm going to miss Robert Loggia.
Let's tell them how to bring those sons of bitches down.
Yep. and like when they bring the first one down, everybody's cheering. You could actually hear him over the cheers going, "Yeah, all right." It's like, wow,
America, Merc,
fuck yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I sent you guys the picture. When my girlfriend was in town, we found a flask that was larger than her head that said, "America, fuck yeah." And it had a big Team America like eagle on it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Starship. What is it? What's the one in the mall? Spencer's. If you guys have a Spencer's near you, they might have it.
That's awesome, dude. That is so
America,
awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Okay. There is a movie coming out called The Listening Movie. And this is
sad. There's no fucking trailer, but go on.
Yeah, it's still, I think it's still early yet to do the trailer. But basically, this movie is about mind control. These scientists have come up with, you know, a way to read people's thoughts and control minds and blah, blah, blah. But the early word on this is they are comparing it to Primer. Now, that is a big thing to say. That is not a tiny name to put out there.
Who compared it? Okay, but who compared it to Primer?
There were like two reviewers on the article that I was reading that said it reminds them a lot of the pacing and the characters. It reminds them a lot of Primer. It's the first thing they thought of.
Okay, well then, that needs to happen. Supposedly it's making Sundance festivals and shit, or whatever. It's done some of the rounds, but it's just not. That's why I'm upset there's no trailer.
Yeah,
people are seeing it and commenting on it, so they've at least had time to splice a fucking trailer together. And if someone's going to call it the next Primer, then I need to see it.
No, I completely agree. We all need to see it. If it's going to be like the next Primer, we all need to see it, because Primer was brilliant.
We need
it
to see stuff
with your head. If it will fuck with your head for like a year. But it's a brilliant, brilliant film. I still can't figure out which was the clone at the end and which one wasn't.
The timeline's really good. But they confuse your mind and hurt it. But anyways.
Especially at the end. I mean, you're just kind of sitting there like, wait, okay. Did the originals get on the plane and fly away?
Nope.
No? Okay, so the originals...
Oh, wait, wait. The originals? Stop it.
See? See what I mean? See what I mean? So
I'm not even getting into that argument.
Yeah, I know it just gets... Well, who was it that... Was it UBeef that sent us the sheet that the... I guess the director or somebody had put together that basically tried to string together all of the timelines, and it was just this gobbledygook of, like, circles and triangles and all that shit?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of them out there. I don't know if the director or whoever put it together, but there's a few that people have taken the time to try to figure out, and there's still blank spots, but it gets you to enough where there's at least three, possibly, or four iterations of each one of those dudes, because there's the one, the real one, then the other one, the secondary one, and then, like, the other one that's hidden in dude's attic and this and that. And it's just, it hurts the brain, but it's so cool.
I don't want to think about it.
So good.
So if this is half as good as Primer, if this fucks my brain up half as good as Primer did in an hour and a half, I'm sold.
Yeah.
If anything get me as half as Primer, it's a good movie. Just saying.
Most definitely. And in non-news, because this is still rumor, but it's very possible. We mentioned this some time ago. It's very possible this is going to happen, but it looks like Ben Affleck may be directing himself as Batman.
His parents are dead. That doesn't mean he doesn't get a Batman flick.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, we called it. We totally called it. It's going to happen. Why would they not do it? It was hot off of the town in Argo. You got a good jawline. Why don't you be Batman in some shit, and then you can direct your own Batman film?
And you know the direction they go, what I'm interested is that, okay, now they're doing Batman versus Superman. The rumor is that the Wonder Woman movie is a prequel to how she gets to that. Now, that those rumors that Batman's been there around for a while and everything, could they go back and tell you how we got to Batman to Superman? Or will they do a new story in that universe, interweaving with all the rest? They have lots of possibility right now. And that's interesting. And if you give Ben Affleck, like, okay, do whatever you want. Yeah, sure. Go. Have fun.
Number man.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you bleed?
Is he? But when he directs himself, is he going to talk to himself like that?
I'm going to stand over here because this is my shot.
Okay, you put the camera
one. Focus on the car.
We don't know what the bad
boy... God damn it, cameraman. Don't get in my way. I'm fucking Batman, okay? I'm Batman. It's my shot. Was it Batman? No, it was... what's the name that he did that in?
Yeah, Terminator. That was Batman that did that in Terminator.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Good for you. Daddy, 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 daddy. No, that was...
He will never live that down. For as long as he draws breath, he will never live that moment down.
Oh, and sure. He does so much good thing. Go see kids and all bunch of shit, but nope.
He's an asshole.
Nope.
He screwed up too.
Yeah, but anyway, I think a Batman by Ben Affleck is a good thing, and I think that's more than a rumor at this point. That's probably going to happen. It's just depends on his schedule.
And especially if... If the rumor is true that he is going to get the writer from Argo to do it.
The writer from Argo wrote part of the script for Batman v Superman.
So, yeah, that would be nice.
So, I'm sure if they're already buddies, he's just like, free paycheck, huh? All right, I'll start now. Just, you know, let me know if I might be in the running. I'll just start putting some shit together now.
So, there has been an interview that just came out with our favorite clone, Tatiana Maslany. One of the reasons that I put this in here was she was asked about that she has been passed over by the Emmys in the past. How do you feel about that? And she's like, well, there are so many shows out that, you know, they're so great that have women in leading roles, like, you know, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. I mean, all these series that are helmed by women, it's just really great. I just don't think my performance is... I think that I'm just lucky to have the job. No. Tatiana, sweetie.
She's so polite.
You're so polite. Stop.
Yeah,
you
she
rock.
Should be like, all you other people rock. Out there are fucking, you're all good at what you do, but try playing 6 to 8 different fucking characters in one episode. Suck it.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, she's just happy to have a job.
That would be the most humble thing she could probably say. And yet she finds a way to be even cooler than that.
She's happy she has a job. It's a paycheck, Beef.
Oh, my God. I'm wondering if that's one of her characters.
I'm happy to have a job.
Yes. The happy to have a job. I bet that's a character. That's not really her.
Yeah.
Do you think she plays character like that in her life now?
Yeah.
I wonder if she gets paid for fucking 6 or 8 actors.
Oh, I was four people. I was 4 people in that.
I was 4 people this week. Can I get thank you?
Can I get 4 paycheck? Thank you.
What would it be like dating her? I think that'd be cool. Hey, can you be Cosima this week? Because that'd be awesome.
The cosplay would be amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
So the producer comes to her one day and is like, okay, this week you're in the parallel universe where all the characters are you. We're not going to hire anybody else anymore. It's you everywhere.
She could do it.
You think?
She could do it.
Actually, yeah, because the first 5 minutes of this season, or 10 minutes of this season, was a dream sequence.
And it was all her.
Where it was all of her different characters, Wing, and I swear to Christ, I forgot for the first 10 or so minutes that they were all played by the same girl.
Okay.
She is that good.
She's already done it. Okay.
It was creepy. I mean, it was only 10 minutes, but it was still enough where you're like, they are all so unique and different, and you see them. Because there, I think she has one body double op that plays like the stand-in from the over-the-shoulder shot and stuff like that. But other than that, it's all her.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Pay her. Pay her in awards, people.
Exactly. She deserves it. She totally deserves it. Video came out this week from a man who unfortunately lost his son and made a Spider-Man movie to honor him. It was called Spider Dad. It's a fun movie. I highly recommend everybody watch it. It is very, very cool. It's just a dude dressed as Spider-Man acting like Spider-Man.
It was very cool.
He's acting as Spider-Man. He's got it right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the story till after like what was all, it was all about. But if the new Spider-Man is shot in even half the way that this is, with some of the cool shots where he connects to the building at an angle and you see him from different angles you've never seen in a Spider-Man flick, I'd be down with it. And much respect for this dude and what he did. I'm sorry for his loss, but it's cool.
Beautiful. It's a really, really good film and a
nice tribute.
Great way to honor his kid. Absolutely. Absolutely. Our last story is apparently Lexus has created a hoverboard.
Can I say something? I called this
Please.
I was a child and we watched Back to the Future 2 many, many, many times and wore the VHS out.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years later, I seriously was like, well, magnets repel each other. Why don't you just put like a strong electromagnet inside of a park and put some strong magnets on the bottom of a board and they can repel each other? And so I worked it out as a child. And now Lexus will make tons and tons and tons and tons of money off of it.
Because
so what you're saying is you should sue Lexus.
Probably, but I never said anything other than to my half dozen idiot friends who maybe spilled it in a bar drunk into a Lexus exec. But how would I ever know?
Let's call our lawyer. Let's check.
Yes.
Let's call Saul.
We have a lawyer?
Yeah, his name is Saul Goodman.
Oh, that's right.
Also known as Saul Goodman. That's right. I loved when he said that. Oh, that was so awesome. It was like, I can see that being the reason you use the name, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that's a good show, dude.
I miss it already.
But these overboard thing, they're going to make park of that. I think they're already planning one as a test.
They just put a park in right by my house. Not a hoverboard park, but a skateboard park.
No, but overboard parks, and people are going to do crazy thing on these things. This is just a start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can see that becoming a sport really fast.
Very expensive sport at
all
first.
Depends upon how well it works, but yeah.
It's overboard, man.
But it's overboard. Man.
Not an overboard. He said overboard.
He did. There's supposed to be an H there, dude. It's not a movie with Goldie Hawn and
no, it's overboard.
No, huh?
All right.
Hoverboard.
That's the news, people. He's dropping H's. We got to go.
See y'all later. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.
Peace.
Week, as Wing would say.
Week. See you next week.
See you next week.
Quick.
Will Wheaton.
See you next week.
Shoot.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.